because you can eat it.
Is it stuff like the just in the Shabbos?
And what?
In the Shabbos.
So what's the other word? What do you mean the Shabbos?
You don't have to use other word.
So what does it mean the Shvachim? Okay. So what halachic ramifications are there to the fact that there's Shvach Hesek over there? I mean, it doesn't amount to anything. Am I right? I mean, what does Shvach Hesek amount to? The thing is mutter. So you have the oral, which is Surah Anor, and the Kilek Surah Anor. And now you're saying that the Shvach Hesek is in the pas. But what does it mean?
It also sounds like Rabbi is dealing with quantitative changes, because
it is something. I don't know what he's getting at. What is the Shvach Hesek over there? But then a ferment.
I think the question is, what's the type of ferment?
The Rebbe's idea of transference is not something that the Chacham intrinsically has a problem with. And theoretically, they agree with him. There should be a transference, Isuri Anor, from one substance to another because of the nature of the ideas of Isuri Anor. But what Rashi is saying is that what the Chachamim argue on is that there is no ban. That there's no ban. That's what Rashi seems to be trying to say.
What would be the ban?
The ban. I mean, how you could have it. It seems you can't. I mean, that's a difficult thing. It goes like it's a hypothetical thing. And Rashi's saying a hypothetical thing. That's what Rashi says, the Shvach Hesek isn't it. Shvach Hesek. In other words, transference takes place, but Hesek is not the Isra anymore.
Well, they say he took the Brahma,
I don't know. It's a good question. It's a hypothetical. I mean, that is a little disturbing, that Rashi's speaking hypothetically, because there's no case like that. But Rashi is definitely saying that there is transference, because he goes out of his way to say Shvach Hesek is in it. Right? So apparently he holds that the nature of Isuri Hanor is such that the thing which imparts the benefit, the Shvach, in the other thing, that second thing receives the... It's a receiver of the original entity. In other words, that's what I think he's saying. Is that what he's saying, Danny?
Yeah. It just happens to be you can't be over the answer because it doesn't exist anymore. Okay.
The benefit must be one, which is a qualitative benefit, which creates the Gemara time. Okay? So it must be a qualitative benefit. If it's not a qualitative benefit, then we don't have the time. So it's just the fact that somehow or other a quantitative benefit, and you've got a family, there's no problem. Correct? Right up your sleeve. Okay.
Just how I knew something.
But if there was a qualitative benefit, something happens?
Then it's also gone on in this way.
And the time itself becomes a structure, it's also gone on. Now that was, you know.
Right. Just how I knew something. Just how I knew something, which is that moral error to open the whole time.
So you're doing
the
compound, that's it. So you have to have the passage there. Okay.
Otherwise,
the power,
what is it?
So you're doing the power, what is it? Kodesh are talking about the problem of laws or time itself. And by Yashin we're talking about the problem of laws of the past and the time.
Okay. How about the past? What is the difference to that? And if you have a Rav Yomer, a past is you. The Rav Yomer, a past is times. How about the past? And if you have a so you come on, look at your law, if you're who goes to make the culture after how you should pass the Tumba, how you're building the Tumba, you go on form. So you're then in the Nakhisa, the Tumba is the Tumba.
That's important for you. What's the important for you? And then you see, so then there's no problem. What do you want to say? Okay?
There's no idea that the past is fully in the time that the devil was.
Yeah, but in other words, that he knew was the direct, there wasn't the end of the
piece. Right,
I'll say that.
What do you want to pass out to somewhere else and finish the time? What do you want to make more of the time? It was entirely the time.
You see that the fire is always there, but never was burnt out and you only have to have the fire.
Transfer. But if it's not there at the time of Gemar, then it simply can't transfer. Okay? You need the Be'en to be there at the moment of Gemar. Okay? So now, where did Abaya come up with his, why didn't Abaya just learn plain pshat in the Mishnah? In the Braisa? Was it Braisa? It's a Mishnah. Yeah. The thing is, the way Abaya learns, Achra Achrani Bo, is that the if the Achron is Isser, so then it's definitely Asr, right? So the question is, why is Achron better? That's what Abaya was troubled by. What's the superiority of Achron? So Abaya's answer was, because Achron is there at the moment of Gemar. Okay? Achron is there at the moment of Gemar. So if the that's why if the Achron is Isser, so if the Achron is Isser, so it's basically awesome. But that's what means Achron Anibor, basically. Basically means Achron Anibor means essentially that if the Achron is Isser, it's all over.
So Abaye says, but even in the case where the Achron is heter, it must be Kadam Vasilek, even in the case where the Achron is heter, but the heter, if the Issa remains there, it'll be the same thing as Achron. It'll be the same phenomenon as Achron, where the Achron is Issa. Because he holds what? Because he holds that Zegar is us. You see? So the way, I like to know how Abai learned the Mishnah. The way Abai learned the Mishnah was like this. Achra Achra Anigba basically means what? Basically means that if the Achron is Issa. Okay? Achra Achra Anigba, if the Achron is Issa. So if the Achron is Issa, so then it's us. So why is it us if the Achron is Issa? So Abai learned because the Be'en is there. Bishas Maisa. So that's why it's awesome. Because if it's Achron, it's going to be the Bishas Gemar. Okay? But what if the Heter was there later? What if the Heter fell in later? So he says it won't help you. That must be where the Issa is removed. Because otherwise you're going to have the same problem as you have when the Achron is Issa. Okay? Correct? And that's why I had to say this whole thing. Otherwise, he could have interpreted it simply that it's halacha in Achron. That the Achron effectuates the chalos. Right? That's the Gemara, right. But since he didn't interpret it that way, so it shows that he must hold that Zev Zegarim is Asa. And therefore, he interprets Achron to mean where the Cheftz is there at the time, where the Cheftz Shalis is there at the time. So, since it's if the Isser is Achron, so it must be there. If it must be there, then it's Bishas Gemar and it transfers. Okay, so therefore he deduces, well, let's say vice versa. So you're going to have to remove the Isser. Because otherwise it's going to be the same thing as when the Achron is Isser. Okay? That's a bayah. Okay. The question was, Rashmi Vishuv and Chos V'Niabo. If you're going to say that the Be'en is not there, and you need the Be'en to create the transfer, so it's not there. It's not there. B'shas Gemar. So where's Rashmi Vishuvin Chos V'Nir Bo? See, Chos V'Nir means you have Isser in Heter, and let's say Shishin. So now we say it's Batel. But now you add him in some more, so we say that even though it was Batel, it's Chos V'Nir. Okay, it's Chos V'Nir, and now it's basically Mitznarif. Okay? So even though it had a Shem Batel, but now when there's more, so I say that the Shem is removed. So Rashi means something similar over here. Because the Be'en really, when it was there, the Be'en Shel Isser originally, so it really was functioning in the Kedera. Right? It was functioning. And the only thing was that Bishas Gemar, it wasn't there. So I don't say Bishas Gemar Lamafreya, now that Be'en functioned. No, the only thing that was lacking was Gemar. Right? Like, it's just like by Chos V'Nir. The only thing that it's bottled because it's lacking Shear. Right? So the moment you supply Shear, so now it's Chos V'Nir. Okay? Because it's existing dormantly. In other words, it exists, you have Shishim against it. So if you say it's gone, that the Isser becomes Nepach Leheter, so you can't say Chos V'Nir. But if you say that the Isser always remains, but what is lacking is Shear, so the moment you supply Shear, so it's going to be Chos V'Nir. Okay? So Rashi wants to say similarly over here, that you shouldn't say that the Isser was a Be'en and really it's transferring into the Kedera. The only thing it's lacking is Gemar, but when the Gemar happens, now Gloy Muslim Afreya, that this thing was involved. So even though it's gone, you'll say that it was just lacking the Gemar, and now that the Gemar took place, so Lamafreya, I'll say that it imparted its qualities to the Chafza. Because right, basically you'll say the transfer, the Ben was creating the transfer. But it was lacking the chalos of the Gemar. So, but the Gemara is al yodo. Without it, you couldn't have the Gemara. So why don't I say when the Gemara takes place in El Mafreya, the transfer is good? You understand? What? Correct. In other words, you can't say, if it's not here, you can't attribute it to the process. By the case of what do you call it, of Chos, a real case, Chos Venir, the thing is here. But the only thing is lacking in Shir. But over here, where it's Batel V'Holachlo, so now Bishas Gemar, you can't say that, you can't go back to Mafreya and say that it really functioned as a ban. Because it doesn't have a din ban Bishas Gemar. So you can't go back and say it had a din ban originally, and the only thing it was lacking is Shir. Because that can, you only say that where Bishas HaIsser, the Cheftz is there. But it lacks in Shir. It was there all the time, but it lacked in Shir. But if it does not exist, so you can't say when the Isser is Chal on something that doesn't exist, that Lamafreya, it really was a ban, and it really was a ban and functioned as a ban, but it was lacking in the Gemar. Because you can't, because there's no Cheftza on which to be Chal. There has to be a Cheftza. You can't go back in history. How do you do it by Chos Venir? By Chos Venir, the answer is you're not going back. What you're saying over there is that the thing exists all along. The only thing it lacks in Shir. But where it ceases to exist, you can't attribute the mechanism to the Cheftza L'mafreya in retrospect. Because Bishas Chalos HaIsser, Bishas Chalos HaIsser, the Cheftza is not there. If the Cheftza is not there, Bishas Chalos HaIsser, so then you can't say that if it's non-existent, Bishas Chalos HaIsser, it's Holachlo. There's no way to bring it back. You could bring back something if it's not, doesn't have the quality of Isser because it lacks in Shir. But you can't bring back something that simply ceases to exist. In other words, anything that's non-existent, Bishas Chalos HaIsser, you can't talk about it. It simply is not involved in the frame of reference. Okay? The question is, why did the first Rashi have to bring in the case of Zev Zegorin? The Gemara brings that in by Bavas Lachas, right, where there's no Gemara, because he goes by Gemara Maisa, right? So what we're saying is, no, Rashi's right. Why? Because the Svara of Zev Zegorin is what? The basic Svara. Is that if it's indispensable, correct? So then, and the Gavras and then are through an indispensable cause, so it's Asur. So it doesn't matter which is the Gemara. So Rashi says, by the mere fact that he says that you go by the Gemara, it shows you he has to hold, he doesn't hold from the concept of Zev Zegorim, of an indispensable cause. Because if he held from the concept of an indispensable cause, it wouldn't matter which one comes first, which one comes last. That's what Rashi's saying. So ipso facto, from his halacha of saying it's the final cause that does it, you know immediately that he doesn't often describe Zev Zegorim, which is based on the fact that the Gabba was Nana from an indispensable cause. Because if it was indispensable, wasn't it the first or last? That's what Rashi said. Order doesn't matter. If Yel Zev Zegorim, order doesn't matter. This is what he means, it means that the Isser is indispensable. Even though the Isser is indispensable and it's capable of transference, it still doesn't matter. Because you don't go by the indispensable cause, you go by the last cause. That's what he's saying. He's saying it's a contradiction. It's a contradiction. You can't hold both ways. You can't hold you go by the last cause and you also go by the indispensable cause. That's Tata Sashim. You have to hold one or the other. That's Rashi. Rashi very sharp.
So they're both, every case is
really Zev Zegorim. Let's put it this way. But what Rashi's saying is like this, that if you hold Zev Zegorim is also, what are you maintaining? Really, a Gorim can't transfer the substance of its Isser to something else. But now you're saying, because it's indispensable, so that's why it can transfer the substance of its Isser to something else because it's indispensable. So Rashi maintains that if you maintain, once you maintain that, then you can't say that, you can't say that the role of that thing is going to be reduced because it wasn't the efficient cause. In other words, what Rashi is saying is like this, perhaps. I mean, if we're learning Rashi right. Now, what Rashi is saying is like this, that if you hold Zev Zegarim as Usser, so what's the problem? Problem is once you reduce it to a Gorim, it can't create Isser. Because now it's only a Gorim, it's a mere Gorim. But now if you hold Zev Zegarim as Usser, you're saying it's not a mere Gorim. Since it's indispensable, it's more than a Gorim and it can create Isser. Its indispensability gives it the character of... gives it the character of Isser, of being able to transfer the substance of its Isser. So if indispensability does that, so then you can't maintain Acha Achran Anibah, because the first one's indispensable. So you can't maintain that indispensability removes it from the level of a Goreim, and that the Achron is going to knock it out. Because Achron Anibah would be very good if you're going to say they're both causes, so the Achron is a cause. But once you say indispensability gives it a different character, that it's more than a mere Gorim, and that's why it can accomplish transferring the Isser, so now you can't say that you don't have to deal with it because it's not the Achron. He says it's nothing, but it's indispensable. It's more than a Gorim. If they're both Gorim equal Gorim, so then you can say Achron Anibah. But if you're saying that in order to create Isser, it has to be more than a Goreim, and indispensability gives it a higher level quality than the mere Goreim, so now how could you say over here, Ach Achron Anibah? That's a Tati Desasri. Because Ach Achron Anibah means that they're both equal Goreim, and the only Goreim that counts is the last one. But if you're going to say the first one's indispensable and it raises it above the level of a Goreim, so then you can't just discount it because it's not the Achron. Right? In other words, once you say indispensability raises it to a different level, it's beyond Goreim, now you can't say the Svar of Acha Achron Anibah. The Svar of Acha Achron Anibah rests on one thing, that they're both, you deal with them both in the same way, and the efficient one is the one that has the character of the efficient. But if you're going to say you don't deal with them both in the same way, they're not both equal, they're not both equal, because indispensability gives it a different level. In other words, Achron Anibah is good if they both have a din of garment, equal garment. But once you say it's removed from the character of Goreim because it's indispensable and it's capable of halachic transference, so now you can't do this whole svar of Achron Anibah. It doesn't work. Because Achron Anibah means when they're both garment. But you understand? That makes sense. In other words, Achron Anibah makes sense where they both have a din of Gorim. But if you're going to say it's more than a Gorim, and that's why, and you prove it's more than a Gorim, why? Because in order to create Isser, to transfer Isser, it can't be a mere Gorim. So it's in a different halachic category. So now you can't say that I have two Gorim, and the last one is the determinant. That's good if you have two garmin. But here, if you say indispensable, it's more than a garmin. So you can't deal with it in the framework of two equal garmin. In other words, Ach Achron Anibah only makes sense if they both have a din of garmin. And Zev Zeh Osir only makes sense if it's more than a garmin. It's out of the category of a garmin. So that's how Rashi holds. It'll be a Tati de Sasri to maintain Ach Achron Anibah and to maintain at the same time that it's more than a garment, which is Zev Zeh Garim is awesome. Okay, now see what we're. All right. So now they're saying the practical there's two practical nafkaminas. One is if you make a change in the case where you cut a masilik asirsa, that's one nafkamina. But then there's an intrinsic nafkamina where it's bevas achas. One is a detail in the case of zeh achasah. In Zeh Chazeh, you have one nafkamina by cutting a masilik asirsa, where you make a condition in the case. But there's an intrinsic case of without making any conditions of which will be a nafkamina, which is what vazachas. That's the. What we're saying at this point is that once you're saying indispensable, then you're saying it's not considered a gorim. It's out of the realm of gorim. If it's out of the realm of Gorim, you can't have this whole concept of Achron Anibo. In other words, what we're saying now is that Rashi answered a big... We wonder why Rashi pushes that in the first Rashi. Now we see he answered a big question in the Gemara. Because the Gemara says, Aval Bavas Achas, Ema Deshari, right? Achanami Deshari. But how does he know that from Rabbi Eliezer himself? Because Rabbi Eliezer himself says only Achron Anibo. It's only if the Achron is Beheta. Then we discount the Rishon. But let's say the Bavas Achas... So maybe it holds Asr. Because now now you can't discount it. And who says it's a Hakimvatl the Isr? It's an equal Gorm with the Heter, and it's involved in the Afiyah in the Sa'or. So you can't discount it. So it's Asr. Right? So how could the Gemara say that he holds his mutter because of Zev Zegorim? Maybe it's also because of Achachan Aniba, right? But now Rashi's answer is very good. Why? Because Rashi's saying immediately it's a Tartei Desasri. That where if you hold Achachan Aniba, that means you have two Gormim. And we say the Gorim Rishon is not as buttle to the Gorim Sheni. Okay, and the Gorim Rishon doesn't count, but Makom Gorim Sheni. So that halachic system is a system in Gormim. Okay, if you say Zev Zegorim is Osir, you're saying that it's more than a Gorim. You're saying if it's indispensable, it's out of the category of a Gorim. Correct? So therefore, according to Rebbe, so therefore you can't say Acha Achron Anibo. Why? Because Acha Achron Anibo means we have two Gorimim, so the Gorim Rishon is Buttle insofar as the Gorim Sheni is concerned. So the Gorim Sheni is the only real Gorim. But if you say Zev Zegorim is Osir, what you're saying is it doesn't have a din of a garm anymore, because since it's indispensable, it can transfer Isser, it's more than a garim. So therefore, if it's outside the category of a garim, so you can't deal with it in terms of Acha Achron Anibo, because that's a halacha into garmin. Okay? So now the Gemara says, very well, that according to Rabbi Eliezer, maybe he holds... Rabbi Eliezer definitely has to hold... That they're Gormim. And if they're Gormim, so then Bavasachas, what do you have? Two Gormim. Two equal Gormim, right? And Gormim cannot transfer Issa. That's the very question. What? It's really good. In other words, the premise of the whole Gemara is if it's a Gormim, it can't transfer Issa. That's the premise of the whole Gemara. That's what we learned. No, because Ba'achron is not a Gormim anymore. That's correct. Right. So Taisim Varzor Sam Chesam Beis. So the same Svara we said. Basically, Zev Zegam is only when it's indispensable. Okay. Okay, so the other Svara is that really it is Bittl. But the only thing is, Bittl is good insofar as the Shem or Issa is concerned. But still, the Gavra will be a Nene, because in the end he has more stuff.
Yep.
So Yavachan Oliyam Amalach. Okay. So we're defining it according to the Rush. Right, so let's find according to the Rush. I mean, because Rush is so according to the Rambam and the Rush is either the Pasa, the Kikra, or the Eitzim. So according to Rabbi Lazar, so we explain Rabbi Lazar's Shita, right? Rabbi Eliezer's Shita. So what did Chum say? So let's go back on track. So what did Chum say that what? That it's no good because St. Peter and Lafayette Zara. All right, we're back to where we were before. Yeah. Okay. So I think that's the pshat, though. I think the pshat over here is not that it's a matter of mechanics. What they're saying is that there can't be a concept of pidyon even to an isra avodah zarah. As long as it's a shame isra avodah zarah, so the concept of pidyon can't work. That's what it means. That's what I mean. In other words, like this, so really, technically, Rabbi Elias is right. Because the shame or isra is really butthole. The only thing is the gav is not supposed to be in there. So there's only therefore if he's the olachan oliyam amalach, so the gav is not in there. But the chacham say ain't pidyon avodah zarah. Means if it's an isra avodah zarah, so then you can't use any methods of afkar, because isra avodah zarah is chamor. All right, that's the plan. Okay. In other words, once the shame or isra is avodah zarah, the mechanism of pidyah cannot exist, because then you're being makel in the in the shame isra of avodah zarah. You can't be mekel over there, even though it's not a real pedia. But the it still is a pedia because it still is an isra of avodah zarah. It means there's no way out of an isra of avodah zarah. You can't use any method to get out of it. The shame or isra doesn't allow it because it's a shame or isra is an isra chama. Yes, for a rashi on the surface is difficult. Because the whole process of the Eitzim, of Shvach Eitzim Bapan, the Tanor and Bapas, I mean, this is a whole mechanism of transference of the substance and the shame Orla. So how will Yolachano Liyam HaMelech help you? I mean, how's it going to remove it? How could it remove the shame Oysa? Very difficult. But if you want to go into further, I mean, it's the Russian Kolot Slomim. The Rush discusses it. He's only saying with regard to Zev Zegar. He's not saying with regard to Shvach Eitzim Bapas. Yeah. In other words, aim at the Sham Rebbe Lezer that he holds Zev Zegar as Asar only by Avodah Zarah. He's not saying the whole concept according to Rebbe is only by Avodah Zarah. That he agrees that Yeh Shvach Eitzim Bapas. But you wouldn't go so far as to go to Zev Zegar. Correct? Okay, why not? Because of Avodah Zarah. Only by Avodah Zarah. Why only by Avodah Zarah? What's the difference? Now, the Svar is telling us that we're saying that Yeh Shvach Eitzim Bapas. So that's the process. But that's not that's only a process where you have the substance. But where it's reduced to a goreim, so they don't say that Svar. Right? So then we say that's one Svar to say Zev Zegar is Mutter. But if you say Zev Zegar Mazasa, so what are you saying? So you're saying that because it's indispensable, it's not in the realm of a gorim anymore. It has a din of a substance. Right? So what the Gemara is saying is like this. That maybe really the halach is it's not a substance. It really remains a gorim. But because of chumra da avodah zarah, if the gorim is indispensable, they don't want you to be nana. Since it's indispensable, so in the framework of Hanoa, the Hanoa can be directly related to this. So that's an Isra Avodah Zarah. But that would only be Halacha by Avodah Zarah. You couldn't extrapolate from there to the case of Orla, for instance. Because since it's a Goreim, so it can't be Mashbiach. You understand what I mean? The question is, in other words, Zev is a Goreim, Osir, is, if you want to say, the true Zev Zegar Masa means that since it's indispensable, it's not a mere garam anymore. It has all the properties of a substance. Okay? So that's true, you could say, by Atzei Orla. But by Avodah Zarah, just because it's Asa, it doesn't mean you made that move. Because there's a Chumra of Avodah Zarah. So therefore, it could be that you really maintain that it is a garam. But an indispensable garam is usher by Avodah Zarah. Why? Because since it's indispensable, so it's traceable, so that's why it's usher by Avodah Zarah. You follow what I mean? But not because of the fact that it's more than a goreim and it operates like a substance. That's what the Gemara is saying. In other words, since it's indispensable, so you're sure the Anor came from here. It's a separate issue on usher by Avodah Zarah. It's mashmah that this is midrabbanan. And Rabbeinu Chananel is mashmah like that. So it's merely because of the chumra avodah zarah. So even though it is still a cause, but if it's indispensable by avodah zarah or machma. And over here, what the Gemara is saying is like this: that each one. I mean, you see how Chazal thought. I mean, they said that a mantermaya. Does Rashi explain mantermaya? No. That's what Rashi's saying. Rashi's saying that it's not mistaver to say that you're not going to find the Marta Shmaitza. So that's one reason why. What? And the other thing, what makes sense? So in other words, that's one reason why we should assume that that's the Marta Shmaitza. Because to assume that the Gemara never mentions in the Mishnah the Marta Shmaitza, and Shas is never mentioned anywheres. I mean, and we just come out of Lachos Zegarim without a source. It's not impossible, but it's not mustaver. And moreover, there's a Brisa, which even though you don't trust the Brisa, is 100%, but the Brisa corroborates. So you have corroborating evidence. So therefore, what the Gemara is saying is that's Svar. Svar is not just a theory, but Svar means that you go by that which is reasonable. So the preponderance of evidence is in favor. The Seichel HaYashar is in favor of saying that this is, that it is the Pshat and Rebbe Elazar. That's what I want to say. Okay, that's the only way we can go. Okay. Now, what you mentioned is very good. I mean, this, that in general really is, why does the Gemara search for the Mar d'Shmaitza? Because it makes an afkamina when you find the Mar d'Shmaitza. Like over here, that's exactly what Aaron's saying. It makes an afkamina. Why? Because now you have this Mar d'Shmaitza by Atzei Asherah, right? Rabbi Eliezer. And you can interpret that two ways. You can interpret it as being a din of Zev Zegorim or being a din of Chomer Davar Zohar. So if you wouldn't interpret it as Zev Zegorim, you turn Chomer Davar Zohar. So even though you're passing Zev Zegorim as Mutter, you're passing Chomer Davar Zohar as also. A very good example. So when the Gemara goes searching for a Mara d'Shmaitza, it's not just a search to find out of curiosity, but there are halachic ramifications dependent on how you interpret the Mishnayos. I mean, so that's a klal. It's a klal to remember. Now, the Gemara is that's an important thing to be searched for the Mara d'Shmaitza, because the Mara is going to make an afkamina l'alacha. Makes an afkamina l'alacha, like Aaron says. That's what the Ram Paskin said. Zev Zegorim is mutter, even by Avodah Zarah. That's basically from this deduction. That Rebbe Elazar's halacha is not just halacha, it's not halacha and chama Avodah Zarah, it's halacha and Zev Zegorim. And we paskin against them. That's correct. I mean, that's true. That's an... Rashi explains, Hani, Kairos, Kosos, and Sluchios. Go ahead, read Rashi. Right. They are, yeah. Hanoas Gufo. That's right. That's the point. The point is that, in other words, it doesn't have to be Achila, but it has to be Hanoas Gufo. So the Hanoas Gufo of a kos is to use it. I mean, that's the Hanoas Gufo of the kos. But in a tanur, there's no Hanoas Gufo. So that's why Rashi holds that there's never going to be a cheftza, shel isser. And that's why if you hold Zev Zegorim as mutter, according to Rashi, well, you can't eat the tanur, so there's no cheftza shel isser. That's Rashi Shita. The way we learned before, you know. So what is this? So all Rashi is explaining is that by the chiddush that the Gemara is saying is by kosos and sluchios is that that's considered anos gufo, tashmish, that's considered anos gufo. What is it? Kosos and what? And kaaros and sluchios. That's considered anos gufo because you're eating out of a plate. It's anos gufo. Anos gufo doesn't have to be achila. It can be tashmish. It can be tashmish. I mean, as Rashi's explaining is that the Tana is not made for Hanaz Gufo. Tana is made as a vehicle to produce a Chefza that's Hanaz Aguf. It has another end purpose in its very structure. Whereas Kosos, Sluchios, and Kadosh, let's say it's Sluchios, what do? You put you put something in it, you use it. It means that's considered Hanaz Gufo. Because that's the end product. But in a tanur, what is Rashi's lashon in the tanur? He says, "Lamachan al gufnei ad the ikugarim shani." I mean, that's the way it's made. It's made that it's not really a final entity of hanas aguf, but it's made as a vehicle. It serves as a vehicle for something else to come into the picture to produce a chafza. That's what Rashi explains. Okay. All right. Okay, Tana and Kedera, because Kedera also will be the same as Tana. Yeah, because no one used the Kedera for, it's not a final product. It's made to be used, you put food in it, and then you use Eitzim underneath it. So we use a fire underneath it like we do today. But it doesn't make any difference. I mean, the point is that the Cheftza is... The purpose of the Cheftza is to be used as a vehicle for Hanas Aguf. As a vehicle to produce a Cheftza for Hanas Aguf. Not as an end Tashmish in itself for Hanas Aguf. Okay? And that's basically what you want, right? Okay, so far so good. But now the Gemara says, Yigidamri, what's Yigidamri?
That
Yeah. I understand. What Rashi is talking about? What's Anos Tashmish?
Holds the food.
What?
It holds the food.
That's Anos Tashmish, I mean. You know, well, how would that help? I mean, what's the difference what you put in first? I mean, the whole point is you want. Yeah, it's not a storage. That's not the hanor to put the meat in the pot. I mean, what kind of us get out of that?
It seems to say also because you're putting it in before you put it on the fire.
That's what it seems to say.
If you put it on the fire first, then
it wouldn't. Right. Avoltana einosnu bo pasa lo achar haseka shel gor meter. So who cares? I mean, the order matters.
Yes, a microwave would be hanor.
Why? Because you put it in.
You put the food first, and then you turn on the microwave.
And you turn on the microwave. Probably, right? When Rashi is begun on Tashmish and Mishtamish with Logar Macha, it's only temporarily. Temporarily. Not permanently. Yeah. I mean, it's a question of Rashi. I mean, we have Machlekes here in the Shiva. I think it's a good Machlekes, because what does Rashi mean? Does Rashi mean here that it's an Issa Tashmish because you put it in there? So it's holding it temporarily, so that's the Issa. It's holding it for you temporarily. I mean, or Rashi means that it'll asser the, it's not considered Zev Zegurim, and it'll asser the Busser. Which does Rashi mean? I mean, and what difference would it make if you put the fire on first?
Yeah, I mean, he's qualifying on us. He seems to say that.
Wouldn't it still be functioning as a mishtamish?
It's not exclusive.
Now, let's say put the fire on. Let's say you put the fire on first, and then you put the meat in.
It's not exclusive.
So then what?
You need to go.
I mean, I'm not sure. It's a rational difficult. The svar is a very hard one anyways, though. Because the only reason you're putting the meat in the pot is not to be mishtamish with the pot. I mean, the only reason you're doing it is to put on the fire. It's for the garam sheni. I mean, it's a very, if you learn that's pshat, it's a very hard svar. You see, let's go back to the original svar. The original svar was that yeshvach eitzim bapas. Okay? Means where the substance functions as a substance. Okay. Why is Zevezegorim mutter? Because the Cheftza has been reduced to a shame gorim. And once you reduce it to a shame gorim, then it can't transfer. So it's really dependent on the halachic categories of a Cheftza and a gorim. And once you reduce it from the shame Cheftza to the shame gorim, so then it can't transfer. Right? Okay. So I think what Rashi's saying over here is like this, or the Gemara saying, is that you can reduce it to a shame goreim, provided it doesn't function independently. In other words, if the two goreim come together at the same time, so then they're both reduced to a shame gorim. But if you put it in the pot, initially you put it in the pot, and now you add fire, so you can't reduce the pot anymore to a shame gorim. But on the contrary, how do you view it? You view the pot as a substance, and the fire is a gorim. See, it has to do with the halacha of reducing it to a shame gorim. That's what I think the Gemara is dealing with. In other words, see, if you're going to get into the functional aspect of the thing, there's no way out of this. Because functionally, definitely, it's Zev Zegorim. But if it's a question of how you define a gorim, how you view a gorim, the Lishna Basra says that if you have a pot, and initially you put meat in it, and then you put a fire on, so that cannot be viewed as a mere gorim. because of the fact that the meat is placed in the pot independently first, and there's a tziruf between the pot and the meat, and now you're adding the fire. See, once there's a tziruf between the pot and the meat, the pot can't be reduced anymore to a shem gorein because of the function. So now you have to view it like you said. You have to view it like the pot is really the essence of the thing, and the fire is acting on the pot. You see, because the pot is mekabel the meat, and then now you have pot and meat, and now you add fire. So when you're adding fire, you can't reduce the pot anymore to a shem goreng, because already it's functioned in a substantial way. It's functioned in a substantial manner. It receives the basar. It has a place in the pot. The basar has a place already identified in the kedera first. So now its relationship is to the kedera has been established. Now you can't remove that kedera, not that kedera, to a shem goreim just because you add fire. When you add fire, what you're doing is you're adding a goreim to the situation of the pot and the meat, betziruf. And you can't reduce the pot to a shem goreim. That's what I think you have to say in this segment. That it goes back to the original svara. Now, what's the concept of zev zegah mutter? The concept is the shem goreim. That the shem goreim cannot transfer. So the Gemara says, now by a pot, there's two ways to view it. The question is, you put basar into a pot. And that's the way it starts off. So the basar has a makom in the pot. And now you add eish. So the question is, if you look at it functionally, so you say the only reason you put the basar in the pot is in order to add the fire, so it's zev zegorim. But if you look at it differently, you could say, no, that since you put the basar in the pot initially, and the only thing, and that is a relationship. Now you have a relationship between the basar and between the kedera. Now you go and you add fire. So the addition of fire is an addition of a goreng, but it will not reduce the kedera to a shem goreng, because the kedera has been established already as an entity that is directly supporting the basar. Once it's been established as an entity that's directly supporting the basar, it can't be reduced to a goreng anymore. So if you can't be if you can't reduce it to a shem goreim, so it'll asa the basa. That's the only way I can say it. That's what I would say. See, what I'm saying is it's ma'akev the situation of basa and a kedera is ma'akev the process of you have to reduce the kedera to a goreim. You see, that could be the machlokes in the two deis. You know what I mean? The two lashonos. Is it halacha that you have to reduce it to a goreim? If that's the case, so this will be a ma'akev. Or is the halacha that simply, if it functions as a goreim, so then it is a goreim? That's correct. That's correct. In other words, you don't introduce, what Rashi is saying is you don't introduce the fire till you have a situation established between the pot and the basa. Then you introduce the fire. So in such a case, it's not equal garment. So you can't, if it's not equal garment, so you can't reduce it to a shame garment. That's a halacha in garment. In other words, if you can't introduce the garment shel heter, until you have established the goreim shel iser vis-a-vis the chefza shel basar, so then it's irreducible to a goreim, because it's not on a par with the goreim of the ish, because it has a certain priority and a certain relationship to the basar, and it establishes itself first, prior. So the fact that it establishes itself prior prevents it from being reduced to a garden. Do you follow what I'm saying? That's what I think Rashi is saying. Netanu, Rashi says that what the first prior is a garden shall heter. And once you establish the garment shalotah, then the put in, then you put in the bread. Okay. So then you have two garments. That's correct. That's right. The other garment is always is already in existence. Right. That you introduce the pas after the garam shel heter has been established. But if you can't introduce the garam shel heter until there's an established relationship between the iser and between the meat, so the garam shel heter is not going to be able to change the status of the pot and give it a shem garam. Because it's been pre-established already. Pre-established its status. You say pre-established its status in relationship to the dover, to the chefs of shalbasa, the chefs of shalanah. Yeah. So his question is, but why aim bakadei lachmas? But first you put in the seor shal truma, and then you put in the seor shal what? Shal chulin. And then we say that what? That if you kodam. If you call down the silik as a iser, or what?
If
you don't
take it out,
say low karam silik as iser.
So
it's going to be awesome. Question is, why is it awesome? Why is it awesome? Why is it mutter? It was there bisa first, like we're saying over here. What's the answer to that question? It's a good question. Didn't do anything, but it didn't do anything. So the pot didn't do anything either.
No, but the pot is defined as it holds the thing.
That didn't do anything in terms of cooking it.
It's only thing is to function to be machmas the thing, but it didn't machmas it.
It's not saying there's something special about it coming first. He's saying the nature of a kedera is. That's what the Gemara says. That what's the nature of a kedera? That what's the Lashon Gemara there? The kibla bishula mikame deniten eitz in the terah, because that's the way the function is. So before you bring in the goram shel heter, you have to first establish the basar in the kedera. So that's the nature. Once that's the case, so now you can't say because you add a goram shel heter, you're going to reduce the nature of the kedera to a goram. It functions substantially. It already has established itself. You see? Masha'ina Kane over there, you may have put in the Seor Shel Truma first, but you didn't have to. Could have put it in last. There's no intrinsic relationship there. That's what the Gemara is saying by Kedera is an intrinsic relationship. Right? Okay.
I think is it necessary to put on that question?
The Kedera was not meant to be put on the fire. Put the fire on first. And put the... I mean, the first, one definition of a garam is that which by itself cannot create the finished product of anah. Can't produce the chefza shel anah cannot be produced with that thing alone. Okay? So that's the position of the first lashon. Now, what's the second lashon? Second lashon obviously doesn't hold that way. Clearly doesn't hold that way. Because you see, it clearly cannot produce the chefza shel hanah without the with the pot alone, without the fire. And nevertheless, the pot is not defined as a garin. Okay, so what I mean, it's a whole different concept of zev zegar. I mean, is zev zegar in terms of what is. What is necessary? What can produce the product without anything else? And if, in order to be not be a goreim, it has to be able to produce the end result by itself. It doesn't require any assistance. Okay, that's the first shita. What is the second lashon of? Yeah. It seems to be according to this mandama. It's not the fact that what renders it a garam is not the fact that it can't accomplish it by itself. But what renders it a goreim is a certain status, even if it can't accomplish it by itself. it still is not reduced to a goreim, but the goreim is a certain status which it exists in the thing vis-a-vis the chefzah shalana. It's a certain status, goreim. You know what I mean? Goreim is not because it can't accomplish it by itself. It's because it can't accomplish it by itself, it reduces its status vis-a-vis the chefzah shalana. You see? But important is the status of the object vis-a-vis the chefzah shalana. That's important. So therefore, by a pot, since the basa goes into the pot initially, and it has a relationship, a functional relationship with the pot, is created immediately. Now that status, now even though the pot can't accomplish the hana, it doesn't matter. But now that status can't be undermined by introducing a further gorim. So gorim means a reduction in status. But if the relationship of the thing is a substantial relationship, which exists initially, so then we say that the status is not going to be reduced. It's a halachan status, according to the second lashon. The gorim is not, you can't define gorim in terms of cause. Say gorim, if you define gorim in terms of cause, is impossible. Because the pot cannot cause the finished product. But that doesn't matter to him. What matters then, goreim is a reduced stature. It's reduced in terms of its chashivos, you might say. I mean, not the right word. Vis-a-vis the final product. It's a reduced role. So the Gemara says that the role of the kedera cannot be compared to the role of the esh. Because the role of the kedera is that it's mekabel the basar immediately, and it establishes as a functional relationship immediately established, and now you're just adding the fire. But the fact that the pot can't accomplish the final product, shalanoa, it doesn't play a role here. That's not the important thing in Zev Zagarim. The important thing in Zev Zagarim is that the status of the cause of Isser is a reduced one. It's the reduction in the status of the cause of Isser. But if you can't reduce the status of the cause of Isser, so I don't care if it couldn't accomplish it by itself. It'll still be an Osa. In other words, a Chefza can always transfer Isser, regardless of whether it's the sole cause. It can always transfer Isser. The fact that it can't come doesn't prevent it from transferring Isser. You can transfer Isser. What prevents it from transferring Isser is the fact that it's been reduced to a removed entity from the chefza. See, it's removed from the chefza. It is distant from the chefza. It's only outside. It's a goren, you see. But if it isn't removed from the chefza, even though it can't accomplish the hana, it still can transfer isser. It still can transfer. Transference of isser is not dependent on that. Transference of isser is dependent on removing the thing far away to a distant realm from the Chefza Shel Hanah. And you can't do that with a Kedera. Because in a Kedera, really, the status between the Kedera and the Basar is established. And now you're adding the Eish. The Eish is a Gorin. That's removed. But the Kedera you can't remove. That's right. Gorim, according to the second rabbi, is not a din of causation. It's a din of reducing the thing to a distant place so that it can't transfer. Yeah. You don't have to answer that question, what is the status? Because transference of Issa will always take place if you have a Dover Asa. Unless you can fulfill this requirement of reducing it to a din of a mere Gorim. You don't need to answer that question. You have no heter, basically. You need a matir. And the heter is to remove it to a distant cause. And you can't do that here. So that's why it'll always be transference. You don't have to answer that question. That question I don't think you can answer. But you don't need to. Because the Isser, because Isser is an existing phenomenon. You have to remove it from Isser. Isser is Yeshvach Eitzim Bapas. So that's an existence. Now you have to be motzi it from that. So now the requirements are what is necessary to be motzi. So necessary to be motzi is to remove it to a distant cause. But this is not a distant cause. This is an intrinsic relationship that's been established. And that's the way the pot and the meat sit together, and they're an entity right now, awaiting the fire. So you can't reduce it to a distant cause. You can't reduce it. I think the Rashi says Hanoas Tashmish. What he really means is, what's the Hanoas Tashmish? I mean, the Hanoas Tashmish is that's the way it's made. You know, that you put it, you're benefiting from the Kedera according to the way it's meant to be. And that's the Tashmish of the Kedera, that you put the meat in there first. I mean, it's the, it doesn't mean Hanoas Tashmish that you have special Hanoas. But Rashi uses the term Hanoas Tashmish because this, all this revolves around Hanoah. Transference is a function of Hanoah. So Rashi has to put it in the framework of Hanoah. It is a kind of Hanoas Tashmish. If it's not Hanoas, then it's nothing. It's not even a time. And then it's out of the parsha of transference of Israel. So what kind? It's a kind of Hanoas. Hanoas Tashmish. That's the way it's meant to be used. So I don't think the only reason Rashi says Hanoah is because without Hanoah, you really can't get involved in the whole concept of transference of Israel. Do you know what I mean? It has to be Hanoah Tashmish. Because otherwise, like we mentioned before, this whole halacha, that's Rashi Shita 2, Tesis mentions, is only because of Hanoah. That's why you have the whole functional transference. So this is a kind of Hanoas Tashmish, it means. It's a kind of Hanoas Tashmish.
But not enough to make a transfer.
What?
But not enough to make a transfer without cooking.
Well, yeah, no, it does. When you cook it, it does. Right. It's part of the whole, it's part of the whole relationship. It's part of the whole system of cooking. It's the, that's right, exactly. Exactly. That's good. That's very good. That's very good. It's trying to show you that it's starting already. And now you're starting the process already by using the Kedera according to the benefit of the Kedera, which allows you to put the Busser in first in order that the Bishul should be able to take place properly. That's great. Good. This is also a Hanoas Tashmish, because that's why this Hanoas Tashmish is an essential thing and it's going to transfer. That's what. Gemara v'boyes and balmots of a shmo lachik reb mechaverov or mechaverov, who b'ho afil mechaverov. I mean, so what happens to this rule? And he said the sofer and he hold the snayo ibcho keichad nekmar v'ali sura. So I'll learn it the opposite way intentionally, right? In other words, it was false. It was false. Shmuel Nami Achesnaya, the Islay, he also learned it that way. The Islay, the Rabbi Yasuf, the Rabban, and Sharu. The Yuhafach Lo, Kadesh Lo Yelchu Bene Adam Achre Rabban Lahatir, Lahatir. So he falsified the text. Falsified the text. Right, the Brisa. He falsified it. Why did he falsify it? Because most of the people make a mistake and they'll think Allah HaKareb Mechaveirov or Mechaveirov, which is the general rule. But Ovi Yishmol doesn't hold that way. So he figured everybody will follow that rule. So they'll paskin leheter like the Chachomim against Rebbe. So therefore he switched the Mandomrim, reversed the Mandomrim. Okay, to ensure that they don't do that. I mean, very strange.
Is that in all areas?
I mean, what do I mean? Mizvashek et Tirchak. How can you do that? And how does he paskin if you have a rule? Allah Kareb Mechavei Rov, Allah Mechavei Rov. I mean, what happened to the rule here? Two questions. That's right, it's fine thing, yeah. Yeah, that's what Rashi says later. That Abkoshnaya, it was a ruse, it was a trick. Kiyecha to take on most of the Yisur B'Shem Rabbanim, V'yasim B'Nam Kamosan, so people will follow like the Chachamim. Shakol Ochach Rabbim, She'im Ani Yom Alochak Rebbe Shu Yachad Le'aminuli, you won't believe me. And that's a funny kind of a thing. That's a funny kind of a thing. Well, so he distorts it. In order that they should believe him. I mean, how can he do that? Yeah. In other words, the question, Alochak Rebbe Mechavei Rov, Alom Mechavei Rov, is Alochak Rebbe Mechavei Rov, let's say. Is that a rule that they were all a minion and they said that Alochak Rebbe Mechavei Rov? Or in each case, they went through the Machlegis, and they were Olal and Minyan, and it came out that most of the time, Halachic Rebbe Mechavero, but not that there's an intrinsic, that they were Olal and Minyan on an intrinsic method of Psak. Because if you're going to say they're Olal and Minyan on an intrinsic method of Psak, so how can you have an exception? And why is this an exception? But if you say they were Olal and Minyan on all the Machlekesim, individually,
you
independently.
Have a case like that.
What's that? Cases.
Six cases.
Except for six cases, right. Like we're still saying the same thing. So that's the same question over there. That's the same question. In other words, the question is when they were Olal and Minyan on these things, were they Olal and Minyan on the Manda Omrim, and they said that that's the rule? Well, they were Olal and Minyan on the Machlokasin, and it came out, Halacha Karebi Mechavero. Do you know what I mean?
An observation.
That's why it came out. What? Why? Yeah, but it's a memory device. What do you mean? Say it again?
They sell them
Beishamas, it would be the same thing. Same thing. Except by Basil, it's a little more complicated. They said the Lucky Basil, that, the robe, right, yeah. That's a special, that's more complicated. Rav and Shmuel.
So, by Surah, he was never right, that was it?
Yeah. I mean, it could be.
It's possible. A lot of klalim, that would be very coincidental. That all these klalim.
I know, but this klal, we're worried about this klal. You can't take all the klalim. It could be other klalim too. One doesn't exclude the other. But this klal, Halacha Karebi Mechaverov, Lo Mechaverov, is that really a klal in they were omed l'minyan on that idea, or that's the way it comes out? They were omed l'minyan on every machlekes independently. And this is the way it came out. But not that the halacha is that halacha karebi mechavero, lo mechaverov. That's an intrinsic method that they came up with. That it can't be against the chacham. You see. They can. You can be all the minyan. Like you see with Basil and Basham, it seems that way. Because they said halacha karebi machas, halacha karebi sol. Except for the six cases. Yeah. But, yeah, I know, that's a good question. But the... Yeah. What's that? Yeah. What, you have a reason? Okay. So in other words, so what does it mean? Alochik Rebbe Mechavero means that Rebbe argued with his chaver, so they saw the dance, they went to the dance of Rebbe. Okay. But Rebbe against the Chachamim, so it was a different kind of machlekes. And apparently they were nota after the Rabban. So they decided to go after the Rabban. Except for this case, because Rebbe's svara was so clear that they hold that Shmuel held that you can't go against Rebbe over here. Okay, because the svara won the day. Okay? So therefore that would explain why he held in this case. He paskined against the Rabban. Okay? Paskined against her. He paskined against the Rebbe, the Rabban. So if he would have said, if we would have learned the Mishnah the way, the Brisa the way we have it, so it would come out of Rebbe's Das Yachid. Okay? So, but he held in this case that Allah is really like Rebbe in spite of the fact that he's against the Rabban. Right? Okay. That answers that question. What about the other second question? Second question is, how can you do it with Vashek Techa? I mean, that's what Rashi says. She'en mani omar halacha k'rebi yishu yachad lo yaminu li. Right. So, I mean, he had to lie in order to be believed. So the MS is really, so there was a greater, one loss of MS is who is the Maharid of Shmaitza. The other loss of MS is in Psak Halacha. So the MS in Psak Halacha is greater than the MS of who's the Maharid of Shmaitza. That's what Rashi thinks he's saying. He is lying. No, but he's lying about who's the Maharid of Shmaitza. Right, but the question is, how can you lie about the Maharid of Shmaitza? We're saying that it's that sheker means unreality. So you have two unrealities here. One unreality is who is the author, and one unreality is if everyone is nihug, is wrong. So that's a halachic unreality. Now, it's not a matter of a lie. What's wrong with a lie is that it's unreality. It's not reality. Mm-hmm. So if you're establishing a halachic system that's not unreality, that's the same thing. Because it comes out that the people's nihug in halacha is going to be not in line with reality. So that's also sheker. No, sheker isn't a lie, really. Sheker is something which is not reality. So that's what Rashi seems to be saying. Lo yaminuli. So therefore, what will happen is there's going to be an establishment of the halacha the wrong way, which would be an unreality with regard to halacha. So that unreality is worse than the unreality that they think that the Rebbe was the Maharid of Shmaitza. Okay? In other words, which is a greater distortion of reality? Is it a greater distortion of reality not to know who the Maharid of Shmaitza is, or is it a greater distortion of reality that the halachic system is not in line with the reality of the way it should be? But yes, Allah is called Alma Dover B'Shem Amro, maybe Gulalam. So is Allah of Alma Dover B'Shem Amro? I mean, and here you're not only not saying B'Shem Amro, you're switching it over. It would seem that's a shekel. Anything's a shekel. Even an unimportant thing's a shekel. That's the Gemara in Chol, where this guy had a bad wife, and the bad wife, whatever he'd say, he wanted, she made him two, he had a choice of two things, and he'd say one, she'd make the other. So the son said, why don't you tell her what the other one, and she'll make the one you like? No, he says, shekel. Yeah. So shekel is anything, really. But I think could be another answer here. In the Mavo HaTalmud of Rabbi Shmuel HaNagid, in the end of Masechet Brachos, so he says like this. He says that the Rambam, I think, says the same way. It was from Mishnah and Idias. He says that why, right in the beginning, of 86, Mem Gimel Amud Beis. So he says, why did they bring the Tanoim that are Shalok Halacha? He says, V'alo muchtav luchtav dvar. He says, Loma kasha ben akarish al vashalom dvarim she'inam halacha. V'alo muchtav luchtav dvar halacha. Tuchal ha'ashivo ki ha'chacham ha'kadmonim kol echad v'echad hetik l'nafsha ma'shalom ad ben davashu halacha ben she'in halacha. K'shibara ben akarish l'hantik kutzvach luchtav osan dvarim she'inam halacha. K'day lo shlo yei rishus. L'mi shaloma rosam loma. Kach v'kach l'marati mipi ploni uploni. V'im yomar yeshivu she'ina halacha mekiyemes. The Rambam says that in the Pirush Mishnayos also. He says v'chein amru chazal b'masechet Idias lama hiskeru divrei yochid ben divrei rabim levatla she'im yovo odam v'yomar kach v'kach shemati yomar lo me'ish ploni shemata klama v'ina halacha. So why did they write divrei yochid? They wrote divrei yochid levatla. Okay. So if that's the case, over here Shmuel had to be Mahapech. Because if he would say that Rebbe's Divrei Yochid would come out, you see the whole institution of writing Divrei Yochid is Levatla. It's not because of the yachid. Not because of the yachid. If it were because of the yachid to show that he was the Mor Shmeitz of this idea, so then in a Hanami, then you'd have a problem. You see? Because you're taking away the whole purpose of showing he's the Mor Shmeitz of that idea. Right? Kolam Adav Hashem Omro. But if really there is no room in the Mishnah for such a concept, it doesn't belong there. They're not interested in saying Dov B'Shem Amro because there's no reason for Shlok Halacha. So the only reason you're writing it is Kedei Levatla. So then it would be a sheker to put Rebbe as a Yachid. Because then you'd be saying that why am I formulating this Mishnah with Rebbe? To be Mevatl Dvarov. And the Halacha really is like Rebbe. So then that would be a sheker, an intrinsic sheker in its own right. And apparently that definitely is Asa. To take away the Chachamim and put in the Tana and say that he said this, when he never said that, that you can't tell. What? Now that you can't do, because then first of all, people know it's sheker, because you have Masorah Chachamim or here. But to be Mahapachit, that's a possibility because they got it wrong. You know what I mean? But you can't fabricate and say it was only one yachid that said. Bryce out there. Right. You know what I mean? It takes me an ayin hayman aleph. Okay. So Tayshia's question is, what's the Gemara shel about Garfo? If al gabi gecholim is mutter. Kolshkin Garfo. Because Garfo is nothing. So in other words, the Tesis question is that Garfo, the Avir, is far less a substance of the Issa than Gecholim. Correct? That's Tesis question. So if Gecholim is Mutas, so Kavachom of the Avir, which is a far more far removed. Right? Okay, so what is Tesis answer? So what's Taisha's answer? So Taisha's answer is, in other words, Taisha's answer is that the tanur is made to contain the chom. Correct? So when I view the situation, so the tanur captures the chom, because that's the function of a tanur, and now you have a substance of chom. Okay, so since you have a substance of chom, so that's why that should be usher. Okay, right. So now, what's Tesha's next question? The tamalarik even that pass usher k'shevuk k'negdo v'chom avuka is usher. So we say there's a transference from the avuka itself. The avuka is a functional entity, and that produces chom. Because now we have to say that. Because now we have to say there's an intermediary substance called chom. Otherwise, you might say avuka kinegdo is simply the avuka gufa, the gufa dover of the avuka. But now we say no, avuka produces chom, correct? And chom is a substance, right? So now Taisva says, now you can't get out of this. Why? Kivan da pas asa k'shevuka kenegdo v'chom avuka asa. See what Taisha says? V'chom avuka asa. In other words, now you're introducing a middle case. Okay. In other words, you're saying there's a phenomenon of chom per se. Correct. Because otherwise, the avuka kenegdo means the avuka does it, not the avuka produces chom. So, but the avuka itself does it. The avuka kenegdo does it. That's the mamashis of the avuka. You have a band of an avuka, and at the end produces the, creates the thing. You see? So Taisva says, then if you say that way, he says, then you have no abaya by chom atanur. Correct? Because chom atanur, there's no such thing as chom. What is it? A leftover? A remnant? I mean, if gecholam amutter, gecholam are certainly remnants. And that's mutter. So this is a wispier substance. I mean, this is nothing. So the answer is, Taisha says, no. Because there's the middle point. There's an intermediary here. it doesn't go from the avuka straight to the pas, but the avuka produces a phenomenon called chom, and then the chom produces the pas. Because if you don't say that, then you'll never be able to explain tanur, and tanur captures the chom, right? And that's why the Gemara says the Gemara is the abaya. Because now we've produced it, now we must say logically in the analysis of the situation between the avuka and the pas that there is a middle phenomenon known as chom. Correct?
Yeah.
And that chom is captured by the tanur. So now our question we asked yesterday, there's no be'en, goes away. Because the be'en is the chom. What? The chom? The chom, in other words, the avuka transfers into the chom. Now the chom will transfer into the pas. Okay, you got it? That's, you look at Pesach's realization, it's a beautiful analysis of the situation. But you see, he makes it clear when he says, machmas, he says, so it doesn't go directly from the avuka. Halacha doesn't recognize going directly from the ban of the avuka into the pas. But there's another ban. The ban is the chom. Correct? So now Taisha says, if that's the case, and came kishagorfov of a bas pas namiye yasar pas. Now Taisha says there's no way out of it. See, we didn't understand yesterday. Why didn't Taisha understand the very abaya? In other words, where the ban is not there and you have the chom. The Taisha can't find any way to learn that way. Because if you're going to say the ban is not there, so then you have nothing. You have no chiddush. So, Elamai, you have to say that what? The Gemara's abaya is based on the premise that there's a phenomenon of chom. So if there's a phenomenon of chom, so what, and the Tanner captures the chom, so now you don't need a ban. That's the ban, the chom. Because it transferred already from the Shalheves into the ban of the chom. So now what's missing? So I said, where's the room for an abaya? That's Taisha's question. Of course, you could say that that's the Gemara's very abaya. Whether or not there's a substance of chom. There's a substance, is there a substance of chom? That's the thing that's bothering, disturbing in Taisvis. Now, why couldn't Taisvis say simply that he goof akasha? That itself is the question here. Question is there a phenomenon of chom, or do I say it's the avuka that transfers directly into the what? Into the pas. And the difference will be tana. The reason why it's a be'en is because, your question is how could chom be a something? No, I'll tell you why it makes sense. Because the whole concept of Rebbe is based on a functional idea. So in a functional idea, chom is a functional concept. Just like Shalheves. But that's correct. The only question is that why didn't Taisvis take a simple way out and say that that's good for the Abaya? In other words, the Abaya is whether or not chom is a halachic phenomenon. The reason Taisvis quoting Yishalmi is because Yishalmi contradicts this more. Yishalmi says there's no phenomenon of chom. There's no phenomenon of chom. Because the Eish is really the essence. And the Tana merely functions to spread the Eish. It conditions the Eish. It's an accident in the Eish. But the Tana is not a... There is no chom per se. So what does Taisus brings this in? I mean, what does Taisus mean to say? Is he trying to give an answer? I mean, apparently he is. Apparently he's trying to say that's the abaya. The abaya is, the abaya in the Gemara is how we view Tanur. Do we say that Tanur? Do we say that? How would it work? Taisha is like this. Taisha is saying that when the Eish is there, so then there's no phenomenon of Chom. Even in the Tanur, there's no phenomenon of Chom. Because then the Tanur merely is subordinate to the Eish. So then it's Sli. Okay? So then it's Sli. Right? So how does that help us over here? So then it's Sli. So if that's the case, so then when you have the Madura, I mean the Avuka Kenegdo, so you see there is no Chom. There is no Chom. Correct? There is no Chom. But the question is, so when the Tanur, and when the Tanur is not Goruf, so there is no Chom either. But the question is, when you go rafe the Tanur, so then Chom is produced. Why? Because Kolzman, the Be'en of the Eish, is in there. So we say it's not Tzeach Koach HaTanur. Then the Tanur is subordinate in function to the Eish, and it's considered Eish. And it's considered Eish. Correct? But, let's say, for instance, you go rafe. So now when I'm go rafe, so then the Chom comes into existence. Now you have Chom. So that's the Gemara's Abaya. Gemara's Abaya is, Goraf means, when you Goraf, so now do I say that the Eish produced the phenomenon of Chom? See, Chom is always there. But the only thing is that the Eish, when the Eish is there, so the Chom is subordinate. That's correct. But now if you remove it, so now it comes into existence. So that's the way Tesis is learning the Abaya. Okay? In other words, it's not a question like he had before simply of is there a phenomenon of Chom. Tesis didn't like that question. Tesis didn't think that's a good Abaya. To say, is there Chom, is there no Chom? I mean, what kind of Abaya is that? I mean, that's the way we said he should have said, right? What was our upshot? That was our upshot? We should have said that's good for the question. You see, Taisus didn't like that abaya. Because like it's an abaya that's based on total ignorance of what's going on. Do you know what I mean? Saying, is there Chom, is there not Chom? I mean, I'm a rhymer asking such a question. I mean, they should know. It's too basic a question. It doesn't satisfy the requirements for a level of inquiry of an abaya. I say, is there, isn't there? I mean, what is there? What kind of a question is that? I mean, how do you interpret it? I mean, interpret this Chom as no Chom. I mean, you can't say that's good for the Abaya. Is there a phenomenon of Chom? You understand what I mean? Yeah. So Taisus answers, but Taisus answers very good. Taisus says, you see, it's a relative, Chom is a relativistic concept. In other words, there is a phenomenon of Chom, but where you have Eitzim in the Tanur, so the Eitzim are essential, so they override the Chom. So the Chom is considered non-existent because of its relative status to what? To the Eitzim. Correct? But it's not as if there's no Chom. It's simply when you have Chom and Eitzim, so Chom doesn't deserve any recognition. So Chom is Kamishaino because the Eish is Notzeach. Okay? The Eish is Notzeach. So he says, but let's say you go rafe. Now the question is, when you go rafe the Tanur, do I say what? Do I say that once the Eish is gone, so there's no concept of Chom at all? You see, because the whole institution is missing. So you just have a remnant of what you had before. Or do I say no, that now the Tanur is Notzeach, and Chom comes into existence? Okay? That way, let me see if we get a little more precise. Yeah, that's correct. According to Taisus, that's the Abaya. The Abaya is, does Goraf make a new thing come into existence? What's the new thing? The new thing is Chom, because there was Chom in there, which was subordinated to the Eitzim. Now you remove the entity which subordinates it, so now it comes into existence. That's one side of the abaya. That's why I should say that what? That it's asa. That's asa. But why should I say that it's mutter? What's the other side? In other words, there's a function of the tanner here. And what the Yishalmi is saying is like this, that the function of the tanner is to capture chom. That's the function of the tanner. But as long as the Eitzim are there, the function of the tanner subordinated to the Eitzim, it's to help the Eitzim achieve their goal. So there is no phenomenon. So there is no phenomenon of chom. But if you remove the Eitzim, now tanner is really something that captures chom. So now you have chom in existence. So that's the Gemara's Abaya, that the removal of the Eitzim produces chom. And once you have chom, it should be asa. Because, yeah, what's wrong? See, Taisus over here is not denying that in the text. I'm trying to refine it a little bit. Taisus is not denying that chom is a substance. Because if you don't say chom is a substance, you have no shayla altogether. Correct? So what Taisus is saying is like this. That where the Rishami says that the Eish is notzeach, what does it mean the Eish is notzeach? The Eish is notzeach means simply that the tanur's function becomes subordinate to the Eish, and it becomes a function of taking everything and making it avuka kenegdo. Okay? But now if you remove the Eitzim, now the function of the tanur is to capture the chom. Now it doesn't have, now it's not subordinate to the Eitzim. So now what does it do? So it captures chom. And what is chom? Chom is a substance which is a substance from the Eitzim. So now it'll be awesome. Okay? So according to this, I mean, it should definitely be awesome. Right? So what's the tzad to be matir? I mean, Taisus is not denying that chom is a substance, otherwise you can't get it started. Right? So if that's the case, if chom is a substance, so then what's the shiloh? Right? Yeah. In other words, like this. The question is, let's just put it descriptively first. Okay? The question is, when you remove the eitzim from the tanur, now all of a sudden you have a phenomenon of chom. Is that chom to be attributed to the Eitzim, and the tanur captured it, and simultaneously when you took out the Eitzim, the tanur captured the chom? Okay? Or do I say no, that the moment you took out the Eitzim, that's it. The Eitzim are gone, and the chom is a product of the tanur, is attributed to the tanur itself. In other words, the chom is not attributable anymore to the Eitzim, because Mamanashach, when the Eitzim are present, so then it's only Eitzim. And then the Tana is subordinate in terms of its function to make everything Tzliyesh. Okay? And when you remove the Eitzim, so there are no more Eitzim, so now the chom is attributed to the Tana itself. So the question the Abayin the Gemara is, can you say the chom is considered chom or eitzim, and has it become chom or eitzim via removal of the eitzim? That via removal of the eitzim, you're going to create chom or eitzim. Or do I say no? If it's removal of the eitzim, so then the only thing you can attribute it to is the tana. That's descriptively, I mean, the Gemara's Abaya. That's the Gemara's Abaya. It's a strange question, strange case. Because you want to attribute the chom to the Eitzim. But when the Eitzim are present, you can't. And when the Eitzim are gone, when you remove the Eitzim, when they're gone, that's when you can. So the question is, in such a situation, do I say that when you remove something, it's not a problem and it still is considered attributed to the thing itself that you removed? Or do I say no? Since you removed it, you have to attribute it to the tanur. I mean, that's the question. The question is, can you have chom or eitzim via removal of the eitzim? That's the Gemara's question. In other words, you can put it this way. You could say like this. Maybe put it this way. I mean, it's not to try. You know, talk about, could put it this way. The question is like this: when the Eitzim are in the Tanur, so the function of the Tanur subordinated to the Eitzim to make it to spread the Eish of the Eitzim to make it all Sliyesh. Okay, that's when the Eitzim are in the Tanur. When the Eitzim are not in the Tanur, so now I could say the Tanur's function is to capture the Choma Eitzim. To capture the Choma Eitzim. That's the function of the Tanur. So if that's the case, to capture the Choma Eitzim, so then now its role has been changed. Originally the role was to functionally spread the Eish. But now the Eish isn't there, so its role is to capture the Chom. So if its role is to capture the Chom, so it'll be Chom HaEitzim, so it'll be Aser. Correct? Or do I say that when the Eitzim are not there, its role is not relative to the Eitzim at all? It's its own role. It functions in its own capacity as a Tanur. That's the capacity of a Tanur. So it's really the Tanur. It's the essence of the Tanur. And it's not, it doesn't have a subordinate, that's the question. Does it have a subordinate role to the Eitzim? When the Eitzim only are there, or even when the Eitzim are removed, it still has a subordinate role, which is to capture the Choma Eitzim. Or do I say no? Once it's removed, it has no, it's its own role. If it's its own role, so then it's simply a Tanur. So the Tanur is kosher. So the possibly the mutter. Okay, that's the clearest way to think about it. Yeah, what Yishalmi means by Notzeach is that the Tanur is in the service of the Gecholim. It's really the Gecholim that are doing everything. And that's why it's Sliyesh. As it's in Sliyesh, because otherwise how could you be Mekayim the Mitzvah of Korban Pesach? It has to be Sliyesh. So the Tanur interferes. Yeah, but by Korban Pesach, of course, if you did Gufa Zon Shalom, then even if it's Choma Eitzim, but it's not Sliyesh. But by us, it makes a difference, because by us, it's a matter of transference. Two different phenomena. All right. Rambam Perek Tazayim Achal Suas Halacha Chav Dalet. Kedera Shebishlo So Beklipe Orlo O Bekile Akerem U Ba'atze Heter Hare Hatav Shel Osir. Okay. The Rambam doesn't discriminate which one's first, which one's second, if they're simultaneous. Okay, and that's the difficulty of the Rambam. Because then he says, "Vav pishes zev zegarim." So zev zegarim should be mutter. He says, "No, it's not mutter. Why should be sure shenis bashla machmas atzei iser adayin labo atzei heter?" What is the Ram talking about? It's bezeh chazeh. And why did the Ram say, "Kedera shebishul betchila beklipe arla v'gamra beatzei heter arei atav shalaser." I mean, he's like, so himself, Minei Obey, Rachel or Sefer. The Rachel is, doesn't matter whether it's simultaneous or which one's first. And then the Sefer, it seems, the Atzei Isser preceded. And that's his whole logic. Shebeshoa, Shenes, Bashla, Machmas, Atzei Isser, Adayin Lo Bar Atzei Heter. It seems clear that first he did Atzei Isser, and then he used Atzei Heter. Okay. V'nimtza miktsas habishul ba'atzei heter u'miktsaso b'iser. Funny, now he reverses it. Now he reverses it. And he should have said the nimtza miktsas habishul ba'atzei iser u'miktsaso ba'atzei heter. But he reverses. V'nimtza miktsas habishul ba'atzei heter u'miktsaso b'iser. Okay? So why did the Rambam reverse it? I mean, why did the Rambam see fit to reverse it over there? Right? Yeah, so what's the answer? Why do Rambam see fit to reverse it? The answer is because he's telling a tremendous chiddush. Because what is the Rambam really saying? The Rambam is really saying against Rashi. Because Rashi says the whole thing is the Gemara. So therefore, what should happen? It should go by the Gemara. So the Rambam is telling you that no, it's not, even though the Atzei Heter were a Gemara, that's only Miktsas Bishul. You see? The Chiddush is greater. In other words, if you would have said V'nimtza Miktsas HaBishul Ba'atzei Iser or Miktsaso Ba'atzei Heter, yeah, you'd know the same thing in the end. But the sharpness of the Chiddush is this way. Because now you say it was nigmar v'atzei heter. So immediately he says, yeah, but that's only mixas. That's why he reverses. Okay? So, am I right? Okay. So now we could explain the steer in the Rambam. Why? Because the Rambam in the ratio really says it doesn't matter whether they're simultaneously together, correct? Or what? Or zeh hazeh. You see, it doesn't make any difference. Of course, in truth, that's the case. It does not make any difference. If the Rambam were to start off more to say Kadesh Bishop, Betchila Beklipe Allah, Bekilakam Vegomra Batse Heter, then you think, but if he did it simultaneously, I would know what he held. I wouldn't know. I'm not going to try to guess. But he wanted to be clear that it doesn't matter whether you did it simultaneously, whether the heter is first and the iser is last, or even the biggest chiddush, where the iser is first and the heter is nigmar, is the gomer. You see? That's the Rambam. So the Rambam says that even though it's nigmar yedea heter, right? Al yedea heter, it doesn't matter. Now the Rambam says, Va'afa pisha zevize goreim. What does he mean, zevize goreim? He means that when he goes into Va'afa pisha zevize goreim, he goes into the biggest chiddush of zevize goreim. That's what he said yesterday. And I don't think anybody went wrong. Otherwise, it's just endless state. I mean, you can't learn any other way. So what he means is that when he goes into zevize goreim, he's going to give you the case where you have the biggest chiddush of zevize goreim. And even in that case, it's going to be asur. And what's the biggest chiddush of zevize goreim? Where the heter is nikkel atzmo, and the iser is nikkel atzmo, both iser and heter are nikkorim la'atzmon, and they're both gormim in the final product, okay? They're both gormim in the final product. Nevertheless, and the heter is the gomer, and the heter is the gomer. Nevertheless, it's usher. Even more. In other words, he's giving you the case when he, in the Zevize Goreim, he's giving you the case with the greatest Yalfusa, the greatest Chiddush. That even though the Heter is Liatzmo, because if it would have been together, so you'd say that maybe it's also because the Heter didn't have its own identity. Okay, the Heter didn't have its own identity. So he says, no, even though the Heter has its own identity, not only has its own identity, but it's the Gomer. Not only has its own identity, but it's actually the Gomer. That's even more. Nevertheless, the halacha states that what? That it's the lasser. And why? What's the reason? Because it's mixas is bishul batzei heter and mixaso beiser. Why is this so, really? See, Rashi doesn't learn this way. Rashi learns that Gomer basapas. Gomer basapas. The Rambam doesn't learn this way. According to Rashi, this wouldn't be a case of Zevize Goreim. Zevize Goreim would be only if it's simultaneously. But if it's Goma Bosa Pas by Heter, it would be Mutter. But the Rambam insists on not learning conceptually. It's a funny thing. Because conceptually, Rashi seems to be right. I mean, what is the process of a fear? It's one process, but it's not a quantitative process. It's a qualitative process. I mean, the Rambam, you have shiurim in afiyah. Let's say you bake something on Shabbos and it doesn't reach Michael Ben Jussari. It's not baking. It's nothing. The oven was on, and it was mixas bishul. The answer is mixas bishul is nothing, because bishul is a qualitative idea. If it's not mavushul k'Michael Ben Jussari, so you don't have that quality of bishul. So why did the Rambam over here, remove himself from a conceptual approach and say, no, now it's just mixas. Each one's mixas. I mean, that's his whole chiddush here. Right? Okay, what's the answer? You have another question. Okay, another question. I mean, the way we're learning the Rambam, that's what the Rambam's doing. The Rambam is saying that, first of all, don't think it's not Zevize Goreim because it was Nigma Beheter. Now we reduced it to Zevize Goreim. And it's not even Zevize Goreim because of the concept of mixas. In other words, first he's teaching, he gives you the case where if it's qualitative, it should be mutter. And he tells you, no, Zev Zagram is quantitative. So quantitative, you should say Mutter also, because Zev is a Gorim. Okay? This part was Gorim, and the other part was Gorim. Right? So he says, no, because it's not, you can't add up the two quantities. Because each one is responsible for a phenomenon of mixa special. Mixa special. Not a mixa special? This question, why does Rambam get mixa special? See, the question was raised yesterday that the Rambam has two lashonos. One lashon he has is in halacha chaf, sharei hanayoso nikeres bohen, and another lashon he has later in halacha chaf beis, yesh vachatzei iser bapas. So he has two lashonos there, right? Okay. So why the two lashonos? You see, yesh vachatzei bapas is the process of transference. But the Rambam says, Hanoyoso nikeres bahen, it means, Hanoyoso nikeres bahen, means that the Hanoya of the Eitzim is nicker in the final product. Okay? All right. But, see, what is he saying? So he doesn't say this. Of course it's nikeres. And chaf. V'chein tafshil shebishlo beklipe erolo pas shofo beklipe erolo bekile akam. Yisorif a tafshil v'pas. Sharei hanayoso nikeres bohen. What? It means the hanoya of the burning eitzim is directly transferred into the pas. Right? But the burning eitzim is a quantitative process. You see. The burning eitzim is a quantitative process. So it means it transfers itself in units and continuous units. That's the way it transfers. Okay? Since it's a transference of the phenomenon of the burning eitzim, and hanayos on ikeres bohen, so you can't use the conceptual sphere and say that it gemar. Because if you're saying gemar, then it's not hanayos on ikeres bohen anymore. See, because it must be every little bit of heat that's given off is transferred into this substance. That's yeshvach etzim bapas. So since burning is a phenomenon that is quantitative and continuous, quantitative continuous phenomenon. So the shvach eitzim that's in the pas has to be measured in the same way. Which hanoi is nicker in it? The fact that the hanoi is nicker in it is the fact that it went from a raw dough to a finished product. But every stage of the process is really the hanoi so eitzim. Is the Hanoah's nicker right away. In other words, you don't have to wait for the Gemar. In terms of Hanayos and the Kerasman, the transference of the Hanoya of the burning of the Eitzim, that's immediately is nicker. Let's say, for instance, you put a pas in the oven. Okay? So immediately you see it starts to change. That's Hanayos and the Kerasman. See, that's the Rambam's halacha of Hanayos and the Kerasman. That the transference takes place directly as there's a hecker, a change in the substance itself. So it's a quantitative process. Okay? What? Even if there's no gemar. Well, then you said the gavra's not nana. But the transference is going to be a transference which is once it's nigmar, once the gavra can be nene, so the hanoah is measured quantitatively against the burning of the eitzim. The hanoya of the burning of the eitzim. It's one halacha. The only thing is, that Hanayosani Kerisman tells you it's a quantitative thing. It's a quant. Yeah. What's Rechitzman is? That's a quantitative process. In other words, the Ram didn't give you the case of we're simultaneous, because once he showed that even Gemar is nothing, so you can't view the Afiya process in a qualitative way. So certainly you can't view it in a qualitative way on each level. In other words, let's say on level one, you see a change. Okay, so you can't say that that's to be viewed qualitatively. Because the whole Afiya, if anything should be viewed qualitatively, the whole Afiya should be viewed qualitatively. And Gemar should be the quality. But since you see that even Gemar doesn't introduce quality, so certainly in the stages of Afiya, you can't view each stage of Afiya as a qualitative phenomenon. So if you have two different sources operating at the same time, so if you can't view it as a qualitative thing, so then each one's hana is nikarba, because you have to view it as a quantitative thing. In other words, it went from stage zero to stage two. Okay? So you can't say that stage two I'll view as a qualitative stage, and I'll say, therefore, that it was Zevazegar. Can't say that. Because since there's no qualitative concept over here, so the stage two must be viewed as a quantitative thing. And if it's two sources, it would have been in stage one. So the fact that it's in stage two is quantitatively an increase. So if it's quantitatively an increase, so it's Hanayasa Nikaris Bahin, because in a quantitative sense, it's Hanayasa Nikaris. What is Hanayasa Nikaris? It means quantitatively. So that's why the Rambam didn't, the Rambam could have expressed the many halachas here. But the Rambam chose this method of giving you the concept. And once you have the concept, then you can apply it to the case where it's simultaneous as well. Okay? All right, so the question is, Yaakov's question is that how come by Chametz Halacha is that if you make matzah on what? On Gachelas Shel Chametz, or anything, Gachelas Shel Chametz, so it's going to be awesome because the Issur Chametz will transfer. And you can't have the Heter that we ordinarily have by Gecholim, because that's by Issur Yanoh, that then it's Ruffin. But over here is Nigbarin, so therefore what? So therefore it's not Nasis Mitzvasa, so it's still a Chefza Shalisser, and it'll transfer. So the Yaakov's question is, by Chametz it shouldn't work, because by Chametz, that's not the purpose of Chametz. I mean, the purpose of Atzei Asherah, or Klipe Arla, the purpose is really for Shalhevis. But we have the purpose not for Shalheva, so why should it be Asr? Right, what do you say? No, so the answer you have to say is, it doesn't go by the objective purpose. It goes by the subjective purpose. So since the person is using the Chometz to make a Shalheves, so subjectively, the Shalheves is a function of the Chometz. Now, it doesn't go by the objective. Goes by, because Hanoah is measured by the Gavra. So as a Gavra, he's being Koveya, this Chometz for a Shalheves. So that means he's a Nene. Because in Hanoah, the subject is always the Gavra. Well, but that's different. You see, okay, so the question is, let's say you sit on a Tanor. Why isn't that Aser? I mean, you made the Tanor with Atzei Arla, and you sit on the Tanor, why shouldn't that be Aser? What do you say about that one? There's a difference between two cases. That in one case, you're taking the chametz and you become veya it for a function. And the function is shalheves. In the other case, you have a functional entity. And you're using that functional entity to create a tanor. So then the nature of the iser in the tanor is an iser tashmish tanor. Then you can't sit on it. It's not going to make any difference. But where you take the primary substance and you koveya it for a different function than its ordinary function, then you go basa yorkvias. But you can't be koveya tanur for yeshiva if in its asiya it was nitfas as a tashmish tanur. Then it's too late, because the only issa that was nitfas, the functional issa that was nitfas in it, is a tashmish tanur. That's the functional issa. So that's the only issa in that tanur. There's a difference in the two cases. In the other case, you're taking a primary substance, which is chametz, which is not ordinarily used for what? For shalavis, and you've been kaveh for shalavis. So that you have a right to do, because it goes according to your hanah. But over here, where the iser in the cheftza is an iser of functional tanur, so now your yeshiva doesn't, what is the yeshiva going to come in? Going to come under. The iser, intrinsic iser that was nitfas in the tanur, is an iser of afiyah. Yeah, you can't change that. Can't change the iser in the thing. If you have something in terms of its kris, so you have a right subjectively to change the kris of the thing. But you can't change the nature of the issa that resides in the thing. That's inherent that inheres in the cheftza.
You have to change the function, you're changing the type of
issa. Yeah, you're changing the type of issa.
Right. So
yeah, you're happy to have the issa. I think that's the difference. Okay, good questions. A question was raised from the Gemara in Beitza, of Aflama Tassim and Aleph, where the Gemara says that Shel Heves is Muteris, Shel Heves Shel Avodah Zarah. And the Rambam has it in Hilchos Avodas Kachov in Perek Zayin Alach Yud. Avodas Kachov Ma'asera, Shera Shenishrafo, as Afras Manah. The Gachela Shel Avodas Kachov Ma'asura. Va'ashal Heves Muteris Ne'she'in Ba'mamish, the Rambam says. Ne'she'in Ba'mamish. Se'in Ba'mamish sounds like the Chachom that argue on Rebbe. I mean, that's their argument. That's Ein Ba'mamish. Right?
Yeah.
So, I mean, but we paskin like Rebbe. The Yesh V'Chetzim B'Pas. So, I mean, the only answer we could give is that Rebbe argues transference because there's a production process. So, in other words, you have Eitzim, and then you have the Eitzim which are creating a Tanor, or are creating Pas. So then the Shalheves, you're rendering by that creation, you're rendering the Shalheves an entity. That's a component of the Eitzim, so to speak. So it'll come under the Surim of the Eitzim. But if the Gavra is just a Nena, Maisan, or Baalma, that doesn't render the Eish, the Shalheves, a substance. So it's like the Chachamim, it's Ein Ba'mamish. In the sugya we learned that everything is tully in the chefta shel hanah, that we say that the end product is always the product with the gavra's nena begufo. So here we should say that he's nena begufo, so that's the ultimate. But the answer is like this. The answer is that where you're measuring what the end product is, that's one kind of a system. So we say, what is the end product? The product which the person is mishtamish begufo. That's the end product. Okay? But that's after you render the Shalheves a component of the Eitzim. So now we say, and what is the ultimate objective of these Eitzim? Is to produce a Cheftza for Hanoah Sagof. Okay? So Hanoah Sagof is the Cheftza. That's the objective of the Shalheves. But in order to render the Shalheves a Cheftza, you need a process of production. But if the person just walks by and he's a Nena, that's not considered rendering the Eish, the Shalheves, a Cheftza. That's not considered rendering the Shalheves a Cheftza. What? Hanoah Ba'alma is not enough to render the Shalheves a Cheftza of the Eitzim. See, the Hanoah doesn't do it. What does it is the fact that he's being koveya to produce a cheftza. If he's being koveya to produce a cheftza, so then the Shalheves is actually in a functional system. In a functional system, it's a component of the Eitzim. But where the Gavra is just a Nena, so that's not called a functional system. I mean, it's a Maisa, I know Ba'alma. It's a Maisa, there's no Cheftza produced. There's no chefza produced. And if there's no chefza produced, so then the shalheves is not really considered kavua as a component of the etzem. But it's pei zayin halach yid aleph. And hemid gevina ba'or kevas kshera. So if you mamid gevina with kosher rennet, so yesh batam basar asura, then lav muteras. Okay. Aval amaymid ba'or kevas nevelo trefa, ubeim etmeya osa b'kolshu. Why? Because of the din of maimid. And over there, even though it's a maimid, but that's the famous answer, that the even though it's a maimid, so why don't I say maimid afil b'alflo batl? But the answer is, because maimid afil b'alflo batl is when the thing has a shame issa. It's never a shame issa first. But if the shishim kenegdo, so it never became a shame issa. Right? Yeah, remember that one? Yeah, the Shem one. That's Teishas. Teishas is it. Yeah. Shachas also. Okay. So, but then he goes on. He says, the Ramah says, Mishum de Dovar also ba'atmo, umaymet. He says, the Ramah is hinting to it. Mishum de Dovar also ba'atmo. Something that's also machmas atmo, umamet afilu be'elef lo batl. Okay. The kach kasev says the dasa rashbo v'ran. The dafkish lo hoyosham mamid acher rach or issa. So that's only if there was no other mamid besides the issa. Avolim hoyosham gam came mamid heter. But let's say you had also a mamid of heter. Havizev is a gorem umutter. And mikosamach neged o issa. So stimas loshna ramaz mashmawat. Is mashma dafk if there was no other maimed at all. But if there was another maimed of heter, so you wouldn't have any problem. Right? But he leaves out one qualification. What's the qualification? What? Ainbo. Okay. Ainbo kidei lahamed. That he doesn't mention. So the Taz takes it up. I mean, the Taz and Shach both take it up. He says, Zel lo mashkas v'mordechai, v'zel l'shono. You must have, I mean, the Shach and Taz against the stimas l'shono ramah. Stimas l'shono ramah is mashma de'wat, doesn't matter. But the Shach and Taz both paskin, both seem to say that it must be ein bo kedei l'achmed. I mean, ein bo kedei l'achmed. Why? Right, but the stimas l'shono ramah is not mashma like that. So he didn't say anything about it. So I have a more basic question over here. Basic question is like this. What does this have to do with Zev Zegarim? What? This is a question of Biddle. What does Zev Zegarim? And we say, Maimed Afilu Balaflo Batl. So what does it help you if you add something else? I mean, you say it can't be a Maimed. Well, there's no Shaykh. It's not a Shaykh over here. It's an Issa Nevela, I mean. It's an Issa Nevela, it's not an Issa Hanoa. It's an Issa Nevela, as a matter of fact, many hold by Nevela, there's no impossible Chalav altogether. Yep. In other words, where do they come to compare this Sugya to the Sugya of Zev Zegarim? Zev Zegarim is a different, whole different Sugya. It's a Sugya, Yeshva Chetz and the Pas, the whole thing over there with the Gorim, with the... Whether it doesn't have the shame, so it can't transfer the isser. What's going to do with this? This is a question of Biddle. This is a question of Biddle. So it's a question on the Mordechai. Where did the Mordechai get this halacha? That what? That Zev Zegorim is halacha by Maimed. So I mean, I'm just thinking. That the question is, why is Maimed Afilu Be'elef Lo Batl? Is it just a halacha that the substance, since it's really, that's all you need? So that's why you can't say Be'elef, you can't say it's Batl? Or is it because the thing creates a chefta shelmame? It produces a chefta shelmame. So the chefta is a result of the issa. In other words, mamet is a new phenomenon. And since the issa reproduces itself in a new form, so it's attributed to the issa, so the chachamim asered that thing. Do you know what I mean? So if you say that's the svara of maimed, and not the svara of maimed is that intrinsically it's just a halacha that maimed is lo batel, but the svara of maimed is that maimed is like creating a new phenomenon. So since the iser created the new phenomenon, okay, so now the new phenomenon is nikral shem or iser. And therefore, the maimed is a new entity of iser. It emerges a new form. It's like yeshvach etz and bapas. The pas reemerged as in a new form of the atzeola. So, if you interpret that way, so then zev zegarm is very good, because what he's saying is that just like by yeshvach etz and bapas, we say if it's ein bo kedei, if it's zev zegarm. And in the heter, in the Yisr alone is not enough, but without the heter, so you need Zev Zegorim, right? So then we say that it's mutter. Why? Because since the thing couldn't possibly be responsible for the entity by itself, okay, so it's reduced to Hashem Gorim. When it's reduced to Hashem Gorim, there's no transference in shame. Right? So therefore, over here also, by Mamed, there's no transference in shame from the Chefza, the Dovar Aser, to the Dovar HaMaimed, if it can't do it by itself, if it's reduced to a Gorim. If it's reduced to a Gorim. Once it's reduced to a Gorim, we don't say that halacha. Okay? Yes, go ahead. Yes, it's not a halacha of a butler because it's a maimed. It means because the maimed affects a new creation in the substance. And that new creation is the gras al shem o'issa. Okay, because it's produced, the issa produced it. So now it has a shem o'issa. So if that's the case, then we could say, just like over there by shvach etz and bapas, we say if it's zev is a goreim, it's reduced to a goreim, so then the shame is not reproduced. So over here in the maimed also, the shame or issa is not going to be reproduced in the chefza. Okay? All right? If that's the case, ad de osis lahochi, so you could say perhaps the Ramah holds, not like the Shachantaz, but that in this case, even if it's, you don't have to really know that ein bozek de lachmetz, ein bozek de lachmetz, but even if it's reduced to a goreim, but it could do the job itself, that over here, mid rabbanon in the din of maimed, you don't have to be machmer. Of course, it still has a shame gorim. In other words, the shame gorim in the halacha mitaraisa and the halacha of the system of the raisa of Isuri Hanoa, over there, it's totally reducing the shame gorim. So that's a machlokes tanaim. So we maintain that even though that if it had kedei lehachmitz, if the issa kedei lehachmitz, machlokes tanaim. Now one, but one holds that what? One maintains that even though it has kedei lehachmitz, it's still only a gorim. Still we do still, but the fact is it worked in conjunction with something else. So it still has a shame garam, functionally has a shame garam. But not there's no shame garam in terms of the chefza, but functionally it had a shame garam. Correct? So we possibly like Rav Shimon that's not enough. But what do you need? You need that it should really what? It should have a shame garam mitam the chefza itself, which means ein bo kedei lehachmitz. Right? So it could be the Ramah holds, that's a halacha, that's how we paskin by Yisuri Hanoah, because Yisuri Hanoah is the Raisa. But But over here, you're dealing with a din maimed ben rabbanon. So din maimed rabbanon, any shem garam is mutter. So therefore, even if you don't have to check to see, the Ramah really says indiscriminately, you don't have to check to see if what? If it's enough to be mamet or not. Because as long as you reduce it from the chefza to a shem goreim, then we don't apply the chumrah of mamet afilu b'alof l'batl. Okay? You don't apply that chumrah, because see, he's not dealing with the deraisa. You're dealing with a drabanan of what? Of the din of a mamet afilu b'alof l'batl. So over there, it's a kula. We're makel over there. It could be. See, then the shach remains with the vetzarachin on it. Vetzarachin on it. It could be that's the vetzarachin. The vetzarachin is whether we say what? Whether we say when it comes to the din drabanan of maimed, whether we say that it's halacha of what? It's halacha of just as long as it's a goreim. Practically, it can't transfer the shame. Or, no, it has to actually be reduced to a shame garam in terms of the chefza. If it's a shame garam in terms of the chefza, then it has to be ein bok v'lachmetz. Okay? Yeah, the Amar Chaikan, very good according to the Taz. He says, Avolim mein b'yis levad l'hachmetz im lo shi'yisiyenu heta l'kuli alma muta. What does it mean, l'kuli alma? He means even according to Reb Shimon, right? So before he was mesupik in whether you could be mako according to the even if you don't want to look up Shimon, even going to the other side. That's right. But his lashon is still difficult because it's gam pamim yosmin akar shavle zev zegarim the mutter. Meaning, it's a little funny, but it could be that's what he means. The cool interpret like the. You mean it's like what I'm saying? I mean, that's what the shach means.
It's not the that's
right.
Itself, you're dealing with just this new entity that comes
right,
out.
Right. I mean, we're baisa, or we're dealing with the isra hano, and you're dealing with it's no Saint Tom mamish, so therefore it's directly attributable to the isser unless it's ein bok de lahachmetz, right? But over here, maimed is not a real tom. That's what the shach means, right? That's what the shach means. It's not a real time, so therefore you could say as long as it's a gorim, it's good.
Functionally.
Yeah, functionally. As long as it's functional gorim, it's good.
That's good.
That's what the shach is. That's right. That's the shach. That's very good. Okay. Yeah.